We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, and this is the final paragraph of this halacha that's taken us a number of Shirim. Rav Nosson Zalman titles this Hilchos Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, that in this next paragraph he's going to discuss the laws in Yoredeya regarding the fact that a man, a woman, is not allowed to wear clothing that's designated specifically for men, and men are not allowed to wear clothing that's designated specifically for women. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect this to our discussion. Paragraph Nun Beis of Hilchos Ribbis Halacha Hey. V'ze bechinas lo yikli gever al isha v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Ki ish v'isha ze bechinas emes v'emuna kanal. As we mentioned in the previous paragraph and many times before, male and female correspond to emes and emuna. Emes corresponds to ish. Emuna is the concept of isha. V'tzorech lizoher shaloi lahachlif kleyem uvigdeyem. A Jew has to be careful not to switch their garments, the garments of a woman, switch it for a man's garments, vice versa, or their kelim. So that the person should not chas v'shalom stumble, you know, make a mistake regarding the isha zora, the strange woman, referring shuhu bechinas kfirois v'emunas kuzvius, which represents denial of Hashem and false beliefs. Emuna d'gdusha is referred to as isha yiras Hashem, is referred to as the woman of valor, eshes chayil, the woman of kedusha. And the Isha Zora is the concept of Kfirois and Emunas Kuzvius. Ki Emes hu bechinas hadas kanal. Because Emes is a concept of Sechel, Das, that which a person understands. Ve'emuna hu dovor she'ein boi tam. Emuna, faith, refers to that which we don't understand. Something a person believes in even though they don't understand, or they can't understand. Ach ikar ho emuna al yedei ho emes. However, we know that emuna is dependent on emes. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kadis chabres beemes is kariyas emuna. That tzedek, when you connect it to emes, is called emuna. So we see that emes is a prerequisite for emuna. Kimi shechofetz beemes lamitoi. Who maven b'mid tzrichin lahamin v'kanal. Because a person who's really interested in the truth, the real truth, that person will understand and realize in whom and in what they need to believe. Aval mi shemate satzmoi, whereas a person who fools themselves, v'koruch achar havlei hoylam, and the person follows the desires of this world, the foolishness of this world, personal pleasure, things like that. V'yeshloi pnioi shel kovoid u'momoin v'tayves olam hazeh, and this person has all kinds of ulterior motives, such as personal honor, personal wealth, the pleasures, pursuing the pleasures of this world. Hu machlif u'mahapech haseder. That person flips around and changes the proper order. Ki be'emes ma she'efshe le'seichel enoishi lohovin mitzvah lohovin adofer al burioi. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that which a person with it, which a human being is capable of understanding, it's a mitzvah for the person to try to do whatever they can to understand it clearly. Uma she'efshe lohovin, and regarding those things that a human being cannot understand, tzrichen lismoich al emuna. There, a person has to rely on faith when it comes to religion. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 62 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas emes v'emuna kanal. This is the concept of emes and emuna. Emes represents das, which a Jew is supposed to pursue. A Jew is supposed to do as much as he possibly can to learn, to understand Hashem, the mitzvahs of the Torah, tzaddikim, within what the person can. where they can't understand or where they're not ready to understand, they have to be able to default to emunah, to switch to emunah, faith. V'hoikar, but the most important thing is sheyia hakoil be'emes lamitoi, that the person should be 100% honest, sincere. V'chol ze yefsher levayar b'chsa v'loy ba'peh. Rav Nosson Zal said, all of this I can't really explain, not in writing and not even orally. Ki ikar shleimus ho'emes v'ho'emuna hu l'chol chad k'foman de meshar b'libe. Because the real achieving of truth and faith is for each person on his level, each and every person according to what his perception is, according to where he's at, that's the emes of that person, that's the emunah of that person. As I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's mouth, as Rabbeinu Zal discussed with me, so that when it comes to emes and emunah, no two people are the same. Each and every person, according to how much that person has worked on himself and according to all the different factors that have gone into the development of that person, religiously and spiritually and physically and everything, that's what determines where that person is holding in emes and where that person is holding in emunah. Aval hanoitim in emes, machmas havli oilam, the kanal, whereas those people who deviate from the emes because they're involved in all the foolishness of this world, the pursuits of physical pleasures and personal honor and things like that, heim mehapchem haseder, they mess up the order. Ubemokim shetzrichen emes haynu b'chinas das lahoven adover al burioi heim oimrim shemevatlem daitom v'soim chmal emuna. And where a person should be applying emes, where a person should be studying and learning and trying to understand, there they say no. They don't want to learn. They believe. There they have a misplaced kind of faith, and they rely and they say that that's what they're relying on. Ubemokim shetzrichen emuna, and where a Jew should be appropriate, should be working with emuna, with faith. There they say, no, they want to understand it. I have to understand it. It has to make sense to me. And if it doesn't make sense to me, I'm not interested. This is the concept of what the Torah tells us, that a woman is not permitted to wear men's clothing. Meaning, where emuna is the proper thing, which means the female, the isha, lo yiole kli gever, shehu b'chinas emes. You can't wear men's clothing, which is emes, b'chinas das. In other words, you can't apply rationale. Where emuna is the thing that's in order, you can't apply das and rationale. Shelo yaro islachkor shom lohaven adover b'daitoi, meaning that the person shouldn't cross any red lines and attempt to analyze and to try to understand certain things which are beyond our comprehension. For example, the example Rabbeinu Zal gives in Likutei Moran of Yediyah and Bechira, that's something which we in this world, in the physical world, are incapable of understanding and rationalizing how it's possible that Hashem knows everything in advance. Hashem knows today what's going to be tomorrow and the next day and after, and yet we're told that when tomorrow comes around, when next day comes, the person has 100% free choice to do whatever they want. That's an example of something where we can't understand that. The human mind is incapable of understanding it. We have to rely on emunah, that the Torah tells us that this is the fact, that Hashem does know, and yet that there is bechira. Ulehefech lo yilbash gever simlas isha. And we have the mitzvah, the reverse of this mitzvah, where the Torah tells us that a man is not allowed to wear women's clothing, meaning shebemokim shef shelohoven hoemes, that in those situations where a person is capable of understanding the truth, that's emes, that's the ish, Shehu bechinas gever, that's the man. Bechinas chagoyer charbecho al yorech, giboyer hoidcho vadorecho, vahadorcho tzlach, rechav al dvar emes, vianvo tzedek. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this posik in Tehillim, Sheze nemar ala Talmud Chochom hu amiti. This posik is referring to a true Talmud Chochom, Sheloichem melchamto shel Torah, who works at the battles of the Torah. Umevareh darchei Torah beemes lamitoi. And he studies and he works very, very hard to clarify and to understand the ways of the Torah completely, to clarify the truth, the real truth in the Torah, wherever a person's supposed to clarify and try to understand. Ukamesha Pirush Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in Tehillim, Sheze Nemar Le'inyan Melchamta Shel Torah, that pasuk is referring to the battle of Torah, where a person studies Torah with a Chavrusa or with a Rebbe, and they ask questions and they get answers and they push as hard as they can to try to clarify what they're learning in Torah. Val Shem Ze Nikra Gever, and that's why the person is referred to as Gever, Gvura, the tremendous strength and power and force that the person applies to pushing the issue, to trying to make sure that he understands what he's learning in Torah as much as he possibly can. The Osra HaToyrolov Shel Yilbash Simlas Isha, and the Torah has forbidden this person to wear ladies' clothing, women's garments, shehu bechinas emuna, which refers to faith. Ki b'mokim sheyecholin levarer ho'emes bedas, because in those places in religion and in Torah, where a Jew has the ability to clarify the issue with seichel, tzrichin levareroi al pi darchei Torah, the person is obligated to clarify the Torah via the paths of Torah, via the formulas that the Torah gives us for clarifying the Torah. V'loy lahafoy choemes v'adasu amiti u'leshaker bohoemes al yidei emuna shel sheker v'chozov. And not to go ahead and change the truth, mess up the truth, and come up with wrongful interpretations and lies via false kinds of faith, via a misplaced faith, misplaced beliefs. V'chol ze yefshel avarer. All of this is impossible to explain completely, Rav Nosson Zal says. I can't give this to you in a way that'll answer all of your questions regarding this. Or I can't give you a specific formula that'll help you know how to deal with every different kind of situation regarding this issue. However, rak mi shechofetz be'emes la'amitoi, a person who is really, honestly, sincerely seeking the truth, ve'enoi mates atzmoi, and the person is not fooling themselves, and they're not allowing themselves to be fooled, yochoi lohovin l'fuman de meshar beliboi, heichon hadas amiti, sheroi lismoi cholov, where the true das is to be found, that a person can rely on, me'achar sheroyin shemegala das amiti kozer, once a person sees that this particular tzaddik, this particular Talmud Chochem, is revealing such a pure das, such a true das, that I can trust that person and I can know that this is the source of das amiti, whether it's certain sforim, the Zohar HaKodesh, the Kisvei Arizal, the Sifrei Chasidus, or the tzaddikim amitim, uma sheyefshelohovin bevadai tzorich levatel daitoy negdoy velismach alamunav kanal, and within those sforim, and when it comes to learning from those tzaddikim, where the person can't understand completely, he has to be able to put aside his das and to rely on emuna, on faith. Aval loy lehepech chas v'shalom, but not to switch it around in an improper way, limois bahadas amiti, to chas v'shalom reject the true das, ulevatel daitoy neged aksilus. And when it comes to foolishness, there he puts his faith in it, there he's willing to be mevatel his das, to accept it on faith, she'ein royin shom seichel amiti, in places where a person does not see true seichel. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, he closes this major, major composition, this major halacha, with a short tefillah. V'Hashem Elohim Emes, V'Hashem, our Hashem, who is true, 100% true, Yoireho Emes, should teach us the truth. V'Yitein Emes Liyakov, and give truth to the Jewish people. V'Yoireinu Bederecho Emes Lamitoi Kol Yemei Chayenu Lo'olam, and may he teach us and lead us in the real true path throughout our entire lives, forever. Amen v'amen.